Coffee Break Liberty Podcast, Episode 13. Hello there, everybody, and welcome back to the Coffee Break Liberty Podcast. With your host, me, Leo Sowers, and the Liberty Dog himself, who is always sleeping on the job on this Friday night. Every Friday night, he's over there sleeping. Before we jump into tonight's topics, I want to remind you guys of the CoffeeBreakLiberty.com store, where you can find mugs, cell phone cases, laptop cases, t-shirts, all this cool stuff with the Coffee Break Liberty logo on them, and some other mugs with other libertarian-themed logos and graphics. So if you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, up at the top there is a tab for the shop. Click on that, buy your favorite mug. You'll be the first one in your block to have one. You'll be the coolest person on your block, I assure you that. And if you go to coffeebreakliberty.com and just wait around for about 5, 10, 15 seconds, you should get a prompt to sign up for the newsletter. And if you sign up for that newsletter, you're going to get a code, a discount code right then and there for 10% off of your first order from the Coffee Break Liberty store. So go check it out. Go to coffeebreakliberty.com, sign up for that newsletter, get your discount code, and get yourself a mug. The first topic I wanted to talk about in this podcast is what we've seen on all the news outlets, and everybody's talking about it in Joe Rogan and the Dave Smith interview, right? For those who are unaware, Joe Rogan and Dave Smith on Joe Rogan's podcast had an interview last week where Joe Rogan and Dave Smith both suggested that, you know, hey, if you're in your 20s, you probably don't need the COVID vaccine. Well, they didn't say probably. They said you don't need it, right? And then everybody jumped on their cases. Everybody jumped on them. Oh, my goodness. Dr. Fauci, oh, you just don't care about people. You know, this is the same Dr. Fauci that has been wrong about just about everything since the 80s. That's right. For those who don't know, Dr. Fauci was the big head cheese, the big honcho, the man on top when it came to the AIDS crisis, epidemic, pandemic, whatever you want to call it back then. Dr. Fauci was the one out front scaring everybody to death, to where people thought that if they kissed somebody, they were going to get AIDS, because he did such a good job at terrifying people. Thankfully, we all know now that that's not the case. But Dr. Fauci had no issue letting people be frightened to death, almost to death, that they're just going to catch AIDS by going outside. Oh, you're going to shake hands with somebody, you might catch AIDS. This is what people thought. People were terrified in the 80s that they might catch AIDS, because they didn't understand it, granted. But it's because Dr. Fauci did a horrible job at explaining it and was much better at just selling fear. So he did then what he's doing now, selling more fear. Because the fact is, if you're 20 and you're healthy, you eat right, you get some sunshine, you work out, just like Joe Rogan said, you take your vitamins, you don't need the vaccine. I'm telling you, you just don't need it. The statistical probability of somebody in their 20s dying from COVID, getting it and then dying from it, is lower than dying in a car accident for that same age range. You have in that age group, that 20 to 30 age group, you have a higher probability of dying in a car accident than you do of COVID. Why are we selling people this fear? People get in their cars every day, multiple times a day, if you're going to and from places, right? But according to Fauci, this is the most terrifying thing on the planet. Now, yeah, I'll concede, right? If you're older, right? We all get that. If you're older, you got some condition or whatever, yeah, go get the vaccine. But Joe Rogan was right. Dave Smith was right. They were both right. You don't need it if you're in your 20s and you're healthy. But here we have Fauci trying to scare people that have a 0.013% chance of dying from COVID if they get it. That they need to be scared, they should be terrified, and they should all get the vaccine. So the same guy, like I said, in the 80s was terrifying people. And he was using the PRC test incorrectly back then too. the creator of the PRC test, was telling Fauci and the world, but nobody wanted to listen because fear sells. Fear sells. But he was telling everybody that Fauci's using the PRC test wrong. He was telling them this in the 80s. He was telling people this. And again, 30 years later, coming up on 40, he's using it incorrectly again for COVID. Fauci needs to be called out at every turn now. It's become ridiculous. He's now just lying to us. To us, to you, me, everybody. He was lying back then in the 80s, and he's lying now. And he's just a government bureaucrat. He's just a schmuck. There's some correlation between what he did then in the 80s and what he's doing now, too. In the 80s, one of the biggest killer for those with AIDS was a certain kind of pneumonia. They would catch this pneumonia and they would die. And because they, you know, AIDS was destroying their immune system, they had no immunity, it was usually pneumonia that was killing these people. There were some test cases done about a remedy to this pneumonia. It was brought up to Fauci at the time, and he just passed the buck along. He waited 2 years to recommend this remedy because he was the guy that could only make the recommendations. It's estimated that 17,000 people died because of this wait for 2 years. It's the same thing we're seeing today. There's other remedies. There's other ways to help alleviate the symptoms of COVID, to get people out of the hospitals faster. But he doesn't support this data. He doesn't promote this data. He doesn't promote this stuff. You know, when it's pointed out that 78% of the hospitalizations, almost 80% of those hospitalized with COVID are either diabetic or overweight. That's a problem. But that's something you need to, we should all know. Everybody should know that. Oh, wait, maybe if I hit the gym and I get COVID, but I've lost some weight, or I'm no longer eating like I shouldn't, and I don't have diabetes, or I try and get rid of diabetes. It's hard to get rid of. Sure, fair enough. I'm not a doctor. Some people can never get rid of it, but you can change. For those that have developed diabetes, you can change your diet enough, exercise enough, some people, and combat it and kind of no longer have diabetes, right? He's not promoting any of this for those people. Those are the highest risk people. But it's not important. You don't need to know that. Fear sells, and he is the salesman, a car salesman at that. He wants you to be afraid so that his status remains intact. If you look to him for answers, he's now validated. His existence has meaning, right? His position, which he's a bureaucrat, by the way. He's not a medical doctor. He's done research before, fair enough, but it's been a long time since he's done research. He's now just a bureaucrat. But his bureaucratic government position stays because he is scaring people. And I don't really know the guy, right? But if it were anybody else, you know, that like looked like an evil guy, you'd be like, oh, he's doing it for evil intentions. This guy might just be terrified of all things and he just doesn't know how to interact with people. I don't know, but he comes across as a buffoon these days. So here's the thing. I'm going to close this little segment out with this. You know, maybe taking medical advice from Joe Rogan isn't the wisest move, right? Maybe we all shouldn't really be looking at Joe Rogan to take medical advice. Fair. I'll concede that. But at this point, we probably shouldn't be taking medical advice from Anthony Fauci either. Good old Tony Fauci lying to us, keeping us scared. The second topic of this podcast is, well, about our favorite El Presidente, Joseph Biden, Sleepy Joe. He had his, it wasn't a State of the Union, he called it something else because, you know, he's got to be different or whatever. So he was up there in Congress yapping away about something. It was a lot like a State of the Union, but I don't think they called it one. Doesn't really matter. There was a couple highlights, but it's Sleepy Joe. It's hard to get excited about this guy. One of the things he brought up, though, was the intent to ban menthol and flavored cigarettes because it is a risk to the black community, right? It's you know, for those who don't know, black people tend to smoke menthols at a higher rate than, well, just about anybody else. Flavored cigarettes, they also say, oh, that's targeted towards kids. I don't know. I used to smoke. I didn't smoke flavored cigarettes, but I was a weird kid. So you know, I was out there smoking Lucky Strike non-filters. So I'm probably, I was not their target market. Now there's a couple issues I got with the banning or the potential ban of menthol cigarettes, right? One, just stay out of it, right? It's your body. It's you can do what you want with your body. It's not the government's job to regulate what you can and cannot put in your body. If I want to load it up with steroids and cocaine, I should be allowed to. It's not the government's job to tell me I can't. They don't know what's best for me. And even if they did, I'm a human being. I can do what I want. I'm not harming anybody but myself. So I can smoke 4 packs a day. That's my right. If I want to destroy my body, I should be allowed to. I don't need the government to look out after me. You don't need the government to look out after you either. Yeah, I should probably eat more salads. We all probably should, right? Probably eat more vegetables. But I don't want the government to come in and take my other food away until I eat vegetables. We don't need the government to tell us how to live our lives. We are responsible enough being the key word there, adults. And even if we aren't, it doesn't matter. We're adults. We're human beings. We can make decisions for ourselves. We know what's best for us. We know what we want. It's our desires over whatever the government thinks is right for you and I. The second issue I have with the menthol cigarette ban is now we're going to have people going to jail and being fined for buying and or producing menthol or flavored cigarettes. This reminds me of, in a way, Eric Garner. For those who don't recall, Eric Garner was a man that was choked to death on the street in New York City in 2014 by the police. He was choked to death because the crime that they were trying to apprehend him for was selling loose cigarettes. Because that's a crime. It's a crime to buy a pack of cigarettes and sell a cigarette to your friend. That's a crime, for those who don't know. And Eric Garner was killed by the police for it. You don't think they'll enforce menthol bans the same way? They enforce weed and other drugs the same way. They kill people over drugs. The police will kill people over drugs. You don't think they'll kill people over... They already killed Eric Garner over cigarettes. They kill people over booze all the time. They did it a lot in the 20s. You don't think they'll do it again? There seems to be this short-term memory problem in the United States. Nobody seems to pay attention the first time, or they don't care a few years later. Giving the police more power to ruin more people's lives is not the solution. That's not how you stop people from smoking menthol cigarettes. And even if it was, it's not the government's job to do. But you don't stop people from smoking menthol cigarettes by just banning them. Weed's illegal in a lot of places. It's illegal federally, right? Cocaine's illegal. People do cocaine all the time. There's a lot of things that are illegal. People still do it. So now menthol cigarette prices are going to go through the roof. They're going to be sold on the black market. And now people are going to be going to prison. Eventually, that will happen for menthol cigarettes. So more black people, demographically, because that's who smokes them, are going to end up behind bars or with a rap sheet. And now menthol cigarettes is something they have to worry about. So the systemic racism that Joe Biden was supposed to combat, along with Vice President Harris, is going to be exacerbated by just this one. It targets generally one demographic. I'm telling for those who don't know, white people, they don't smoke menthols. They hardly do. A few do, but not many. When I would smoke, it was a long time ago, the only time I would smoke menthols is if I was bumming cigarettes and that's all that person had, or I had a cold. That was it. Now, I'm not your average white guy. I'm above average. But still, these menthol bans are going to hurt those that Joe Biden claims to be helping, right? I'm going to help them. I'm going to help. You're going to make things that they do illegal. You want to help the black community? Stop making what they do what they enjoy, illegal. That doesn't help the black community. That harms them. That's how more sons and daughters in the black community are going to grow up without father figures. They're going to grow up without mother figures. They're going to grow up in broken homes now, still, more likely, right? You've now increased that percentage because now of cigarettes being illegal. What is Joe Biden next going to go for mandatory minimums on menthol cigarettes? He was the one that pushed the 1994 crime bill that mandatory minimums on things like crack, which was only being used, not only, but mostly by the black community, by the way. Cocaine, nah, that mandatory minimum, nobody cared about that. But if it was crack, he's doing what he did before. Claims to be helping, says I'm helping the black community, but doing the exact opposite, making more stuff illegal that is more prevalent in the black community. That does not help them. It does not help the black community by destroying more families, throwing more people in prison, fining more people. It does not help them at all. This guy is a buffoon. And when I called him a racist before, I stick by my guns. The guy is a racist and a buffoon. The last topic of this week's podcast is the Afghanistan pullout. Haven't talked about it here yet, but there's some issues with it. The issue is it's not happening soon enough. It's not happening fast enough. That's my issue with it. I am glad that President Biden has decided it's time to get out of Afghanistan. I really am. I am so glad he has decided this. I'll give him a attaboy for that one. Good job, President Biden. You've decided it's finally time to get the heck out of Afghanistan because we don't need to be there. I say we. These United States don't need to be there. No business there. That said, why do we have to wait till September 11th? Why? What is the point of waiting until September? Ooh, it's a magic date. No, it's not a magic date. Get out of there now. Every soldier, airman, marine, sailor, whatever, that dies over there in the meantime, between now and then, gets hurt, that is on Joe Biden. Pull them out now. Stop dragging your feet. There is no reason to drag your feet about this. Pull them out. They should have never even been there. Pull them out. For some reason, Joe Biden thinks, you know, the United States needs to wait for that 20-year mark. And then all the soldiers and sailors and Marines can be out. We got to wait for 20 years. Got to wait. Pull them out now. Get out of there. There is no reason to be there. Again, I applaud him for making the move to get people out of there, because it looked like he was making moves to actually keep people there longer initially, but that's exactly what it looks like is going to happen in Iraq. And for what it's worth, we'll see, right? He may pull out of Afghanistan, but whoever comes in behind him may put troops right back in Afghanistan. It's time to get out, stay out, never should have been there. It's where empires go to die. It's what Osama bin Laden wanted. That was his plan, for those who don't know. His plan was to tick off America and have them, have the U.S. and the leaders, you know, just send troops all over the place, chasing their tails, wasting money, overstretching themselves. Just like the Americans did to the Soviets in the 80s in Afghanistan, Osama bin Laden saw that as a winning strategy. You know, he knew that him and his terrorist buddies that live in Afghanistan and Pakistan, he knew that, yeah, there's no way that they could take down America. You have to get the United States to take down itself. He knew that. That was his plan. He set it for about 15 years. Then he carried it out perfectly. And the United States and the leaders have just been lockstep with his plan. His plan was to bleed the country dry, overburden it. And that's exactly what he did. So get out now. Stop wasting your time, Joe Biden. There was no reason. Because for those who didn't see, Joe Biden actually sent more troops to Afghanistan this past week. Now, these more troops, there was 500 that he sent, and they're supposed to kind of be the vanguard, the rear guard, as everybody else pulls out. Just get out. Put them all on a plane one night and fly everybody out of there. There's not that many left. Just do it. Get everybody out. You don't need some master plan. Again, we see the ruling class just twiddling their thumbs, wasting their time, wasting lives and treasure so that the troops can leave and be out of there on 9/11. instead of tomorrow. It's shameful. The ruling class doesn't care about you or I. They haven't and they won't. Before I sign off, I want to remind you guys of the affiliate program that I am a part of. If you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page, there's a tab for affiliate. Click on that tab, read about it, and there is a banner there to sign up with Bluehost.com. Bluehost.com is the hosting service that hosts this website and my podcast. It's amazing. They do a great job. They allow me to flood the internet and the airwaves now with blogs and my voice. And if you sign up through that banner, through that link on my page, and create your own website, which you should all be doing, send me a link, send me a note, and we'll talk about it, but I'm going to give you free publicity. That's what I'm going to do if you sign up through that link. Used to call it the Tom Woods deal, but he's got enough publicity already, so now I'm calling it the Leo Sours deal. So sign up for Bluehost, start your website through that link at a discounted rate, mind you. Let me know about it, and I'm going to plug it here on the podcast, the webpage, the Facebook page, the personal social medias. That's going to reach over 3,000 people. Free publicity. That's awesome. Take advantage of it. Start your website. Let me know about it through that link. And with that, guys, I'm going to sign off for the week. Hope you all have a good one. Take care.